Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Matthew here. McConaughey, not Matthew Fox, that fella from Lost who just told everyone he's a liar and such. I take exception to that. That kind of talk can give all of us Matthews a bad name. And the last thing I want when I open my shirt is for some golden honey to think I'm trying to manipulate her. Now, I want her to run her hands over my sweaty abs because it's what she wants to do. And if she reaches back, grabs a handful of Matt Muffins, that's her choice as a woman who's here with a sweet-skinned fella like me. Now, maybe Matt Fox has some soul-searching to do, but not this Matt. I'm an honest man. You get what you see. And it's nice. I'm Matthew. And you be thinking about me now.
There you go, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, Matthew. Everybody.
A little classic Matthew McConaughey. Talking about Matthew Fox, who I don't think I've seen since Lost. What has he even been up
What's
to?
What's he been doing? Yeah,
I don't
that's
think
a good
he's
question.
Done much of anything,
no.
To tell you the truth.
No. All right, 7:33. Cincinnati's Q102. Time for news that didn't make the news this morning. You think you're getting more than the average number of spam calls? And an edible adhesive tape that keeps your burrito wrapped. It is Tuesday, the 17th of May of 2022. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. You know, I was previewing this story earlier, and it occurred to me, I really don't get that many of these anymore. I have an app on my phone that is supposed to filter out spam calls.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to update it every once in a while. And it's sort of one of those sharing. It's called Truecaller. I've had it for years. And people, you know, will comment, like, you can put a phone number in that you're not really sure about that doesn't necessarily come up as a spam call. And then, you know, you'll see people weighing in saying, oh, yeah, I got it from that number. And it was definitely spam.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it does a pretty good job at filtering. And sometimes, you know, it'll let the call go through, but it will say spam risk, or it will say spam call. But I don't really get that many of them. I maybe get one a day, if that.
That's not bad.
No.
That's manageable.
I think so.
Yeah, that's good. I would say I get about four to eight a day.
Do you have to pay for that?
No.
Truecaller? No?
No, it's a free app. I get a lot of spam texts. I probably get one or two of those a day, and they're usually political, you know, both liberal and Democrat, or both liberal and conservative. I seem to get both. I must be on some list.
Yeah. It's easy to get on a list.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much.
Doesn't matter if you're a boomer or a millennial or a conservative or a liberal. We all have that in common. We're all getting spam calls. And according to the latest data, the average American gets 26 spam calls per week plus 11 spam texts. That's the average. So if you're getting less, consider yourself lucky. If you're getting more, I don't know, man. Somebody got your name.
Yeah, I got a lot that don't leave messages. Tons and tons.
Do you go in and block them, though? I do.
I do, too.
That's the other thing.
Oh, that may be why, because I kind of block them as they come.
I do, too. I go in and I, like, will block out, like, if it's, like, Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm like, I don't know.
I love how sneaky they are, too, because, you know, I was just in Orlando. So now I'm getting calls from the 407 area code. And when I go back to Illinois, I'll get calls from the 309
area. Is Chippendale calling me?
Right, exactly.
Is that Bell who's giving me a ring? Mrs. Potts calling me?
I feel like most people don't answer their phone if they don't recognize the number. I don't either. So they're having to come up with other ways like text to try to get your attention. People in Pennsylvania are hit the hardest. They're getting up to 31 spam calls per week. People in New Jersey, Texas, and Oklahoma also got more spam on average. Mm. The luckiest people are in New Mexico. They get the least amount of spam calls there. And it's become so bad that 91% of people claim they no longer answer calls from unknown numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My voicemail says, hey, leave me a text. If you really need me, send me a text.
Yeah.
And then, guess what? Those people who scam, the scam calls, they never text. Mm-hmm. So they must not really need me.
Yeah. So on my voicemail greeting, it doesn't say who I am. I just say, hi, sorry I missed you. Leave a message and I'll try to call you back. And I actually got an angry voicemail from an unknown person saying, well, how do I know I'm leaving a message for the right person if you don't have your name on the greeting?
Did you know this person?
No.
No.
No, I assume it was a telemarketer or spam call or something.
Yeah.
That's the point, ma'am. Yeah,
I always, whenever I get somebody that obviously has the wrong number, I'm always torn. Do I reach out and let them know that they've gotten the wrong person or...
Mm-mm. You just let it go. Let it go.
They'll figure it out.
They sure will.
But part of the reason I don't put my name on my voicemail greeting is because I feel like too many people have my number anyway, and I'd like a little bit of privacy.
Sure.
Oh, see, I feel like I have to because of this job, like, because we're not here. You know what I mean? Like, after we leave the show, they can't just call the request line.
Yeah.
And so I'm like...
I wouldn't like that.
Yeah. I feel like I have to put it on my, like, hey, it's, you know, Jennifer Fritch, blah, 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 blah.
Right. My favorite is when I get a text from someone saying, you don't know me,
but
I'm a fan of the show and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, how did you get my number and why are you texting
you
me?
You gave it out on the air before. That's on you.
You have couple of times.
What, my cell phone number? Or are you talking about my home number?
Your cell phone number.
Well, my home number, I never use. I never answer. It's a landline. And I just use it to dial out.
Yeah.
And it's always on silent and it has no voicemail box.
Well, that's
so
good.
You can have that number.
All day long.
Engineering students from Johns Hopkins University have created an edible adhesive tape called Tasty Tape to keep burritos and other wrapped foods sealed up while you're eating. They tested a multitude of ingredients before settling on a final recipe, which is edible, safe, and has the strength to keep even the fattest burrito closed. For now, they aren't revealing what the secret formula is because they're currently applying for a patent. It's also unclear when it could be available. But the tape looks like small rectangular strips that are roughly half inch by 2 inches, kind of like Band-Aids, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They come on a wax paper, and to use them, you just peel one off, wet it thoroughly, and then stick it on the food you want to hold together.
This is brilliant.
Yeah.
It really is smart. I like it.
That's pretty good. Also, there's a list out there. It was an Ask Men forum that was online where someone raised an interesting question. What is something that is traditionally masculine that you dislike or resist completely?
So they asked men that question?
Yeah. What is something that is traditionally masculine that you're like, no, that you say no to?
All right. How about you two answer before we get the whole list?
Okay.
Just off the top of our head, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just off the top of your head, what is something that is traditionally masculine that you don't like?
Beer? Watching.
I love beer.
Beer's okay.
The list might help.
The
list might help spark some ideas.
Okay. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I'm pretty blunt as to what I like and don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm a pretty typical dude, I would say.
See what's on the list. It might spark an idea.
Okay. Trying to crush someone's hand when shaking it,
you got to prove how manly
alpha,
you are.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a greeting.
Does
calm
that
down.
Still happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah. Now, Tim drinks black coffee because I feel like you legit like black coffee, right?
I do. I started drinking coffee when I realized it would help me wake up because I've been doing this for a long time and I still don't wake up in the morning. So I started drinking it just for that purpose. And I was trying to not put all the sugary stuff in it because I was trying, my ongoing battle of trying to lose 30 pounds. But I now enjoy the taste
of
it. And I can tell when it's good or bad coffee because I'm just drinking the coffee.
Yeah. Nothing to hide it.
Mm-hmm. Right. But drinking black coffee is one of those things that is considered traditionally masculine that, guys don't want to be
made hardcore.
Feel bad, just because I've got milk and sweetener.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't order a latte.
Right, right. Fighting is another one.
Yeah.
I feel like most guys feel that way. Not using shampoo?
That's a guy thing?
Is that traditionally masculine?
Oh, well, yeah, you just use your bar soap instead.
Mm-hmm. Or being loose with your personal hygiene.
Yeah.
In general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not a fan of when guys do that either.
Yeah. Chewing tobacco.
Oh,
chaw in the cheek.
There's somebody in this building that still dips.
Really?
Is there really?
Yeah.
Do they have a spit cup?
I can't. I don't want to reveal.
I know
but
it
I went
is.
Into this room that they are in all the time, and it just reeked.
Oh, you could smell
spit,
it.
Spit, and yeah. I almost puked.
Yeah, that's the. It's yeah. It's
there's not much bad. I remember from health class in high school.
Yeah,
but I do remember the video they showed of that guy having his jaw removed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Doing chewing all
chewing,
those
I was
years.
Like, all right, mm-hmm. not interested in that.
Yeah. All right, at something all. That is traditionally masculine, but as a man, you actually hate. Not being allowed to order a fruity cocktail, wear pink, or hold a purse. Men are kind of like over that insecurity and yeah. are more and more they're kind of resisting.
You
that.
Want man bags. Just admit it. Be nice to have well, something to throw over
one
your
of those,
shoulder.
Like beachy bags that's like a one shoulder thing that well, what are goes they across called? The body. It's like a fanny pack, but it's like a cross
but it's
body
bigger.
Fanny
the
pack
one that goes
dudes.
Over the shoulder
a
in the
satchel?
Back.
A satchel?
There's one that's yeah. it's not a backpack. It's like a cross, it's like a supersized fanny pack, yeah. but it goes crisscross over your
across
back.
Across the body.
Oh, yeah.
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 yeah. Those things are awesome for dudes.
They
yeah.
are kind of cool.
Outside of work, I don't have enough stuff to justify carrying one around, but I mean, I feel like my briefcase Monday through Friday sort of serves that purpose.
What about if you went swimming and you needed to take a bag? Would you get like a little
yeah.
crossbody thingy?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Kroger bag.
There you go. Let's see. Something else that is considered traditionally masculine, but as a man, we hate. Not smiling when someone takes your photo and having to be stoic all the time.
Mm.
How about this? Driving the biggest, loudest truck that you can afford or maybe can't afford. Is your truck poor?
That's so funny.
Doing stupid, risky things just for the adrenaline rush. Although I know a couple of guys that, you know, legit enjoy that. Like, that makes them happy.
Yeah.
Thrill seekers.
Yeah, yeah. It's not my thing.
Like,
but
we know a guy that loves to jump out of airplanes, and it feels like he's doing it every weekend.
Yeah, and I don't think he does that stuff to come off masculine. I think he just legit enjoys it.
Yeah.
And then rejecting a local anesthetic at the dentist or the doctor.
See, some of these are just dumb.
That's stupid.
Like,
yeah.
why
some
would
of them
you,
are
you
dumb.
Know, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Have a little sense.
I mean, you girls, you know me and Tim. I mean, are there any you observe that you're like, all right, that's not traditionally masculine, and he doesn't seem to care.
It's not traditionally masculine?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see either one of you guys as overly masculine,
Same.
You know?
Right.
So
maybe, like, growing a big beard, you know, you guys wouldn't do that.
No.
I feel like some men do that because they can prove that they can actually grow a beard.
But, like, both Tim and I have gotten mani-pedis before.
Sure, and facials. And
not together, but
that would be fun. The two guys go on a spa day.
I got invited.
For you.
I got invited the other night by a guy who likes to go.
Aww.
He's like, oh, you know, we go. We take beer. I mean, you should join us. Okay.
I don't do it on the regular, but usually
I didn't know that was the thing.
Once in the spring before the sandal season mm-hmm. starts, and then a couple times throughout the summer when
you have to maintain
showing your feet a little more.
Sure.
By the way, I haven't had one since like pre-COVID.
Oh, you're past.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
They need to get the brick on the back of that heel, babe.
They're not going to use a brick. They're going to use like that Dollar Tree cheese grater
the
thing.
Oh, they're going to get in
they're
there.
They're going to pull it out, and I'm going to go.
We call that scrubber. My friend and I call that scrubber. You know, when they get the scrubber out, and they're like, wah, cha, 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 cha. We call that the brick.
Let me send you to Mitchell's and get you in one of the the vibrating massage chairs, and they'll soak your feet real good before they
do a salt sugar scrub.
It. They'll do it all, babe. Yeah. It's really quite fantastic.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. Jake says, we got to check out Kavu Backpacks, Kavu.
Mm-hmm. My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
When it comes to windows, doors, roofing, siding, and gutters, I'm a fan of Universal Windows Direct. And right now, when you buy one window, you'll get one free. Check out UWDSouthwestOhio.com or call 513-755-1800.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Yes, that's as kind of like the
it's a thing.
Here's the thing with me and bags.
Purse.
I am not opposed to a man purse, satchel, backpack.
I don't care.
But so, I'm an idiot. I'll forget it. I'm going to leave it somewhere.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what Jen and I are kind of talking about, the Kavu backpack.
Yeah, they're like the crisscross.
That's the one, Jen, that goes across the body.
That's
it looks like a bigger fanny pack. So Scott got one of those for like the beach and stuff because he, you know, he like...
Has his lotion.
No,
and
but
has
he doesn't. He has. He's a guy that has to have like his money clip and his blah. So, you know, if it's in my bag, I don't think he feels like it's as secure as if he was holding it.
Oh, Barbie's got a good one. She says, how about men refusing to buy women's monthly usages?
Yeah, they get all
like tampons
or
pads.
Do you guys?
It's like, come on.
Yeah, I totally will. Yeah, I totally will because it's actually fun for me to watch the reaction of the person ringing me up.
I just remember, I don't know if it was it you that up. Like was like, there's so many varieties. Like, what kind am I supposed to get? And you had, she had to be very specific, right?
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to send me out to get that for you, please be specific.
I need details.
Because there are a lot.
Get you the wrong one if you are not specific or send me a picture of the label.
Yeah. That's fair.
And maybe a backup in case they don't have it.
I'll tell you that women unite over that, though, because when I was at the Paul Brown at Garth Brooks over the weekend, I was sitting with a table of like blended sexes. There was a lot of people there. But next to us was a girl that I've known for 1,000 years. And she sent me a text and was like, do you have a tampon? So I asked my friend. Because I didn't. I go, do you have a tampon? And this other woman in line next to us heard me ask her and was like, I got one. So it's like a female unity thing that I actually like about being a woman, helping each other out.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than needing one and not having one.
Yes.
Yeah. What else?
I'm trying to think if there's anybody in this building that has any kind of, has any overly masculine behaviors that are just ridiculous.
What about Stat? Statman's kind of like that. Like, he does a lot. I wouldn't say he's, like, overly masculine, but he does some of the stuff on that list.
Well, he's a good old country boy.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
And he has a big truck called the F1 Chevy.
He's also a teddy bear, too.
Yeah. Right.
Like, he he walks that line.
I don't think he's, like, I think he just likes that stuff.
Now, I will say that it's you're not likely to find Stat getting his eyebrows waxed like you would me.
Probably
would,
not.
But you know what he would do? He would wax his entire eyebrows off for a prank.
Yeah.
That's what's great.
If he bet somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, on another matter, we were talking about spam calls. Chris brought up something. He said, if you're an AT&T subscriber, which we are, you can forward spam text to 7726 because it helps AT&T learn and block the repeat offenders. And other carriers might have a similar technique or way of doing that. But he's an AT&T subscriber, and he says he has seen a substantial reduction in spam text, too.
That's a cool service.
Yeah, and I am on AT&T. And, yeah, I don't get that many either, so I don't know, maybe... Maybe AT&T is just ahead of the curb, you know? Oh, how about men refusing to stop and get directions?
Does that still happen a lot? I mean, you don't need to stop anymore. You got your phone. If you are lost and don't know how to pull up an address on your phone.
No, but sometimes if I'm already driving, like if I'm in the moving car and I don't want to pull over and put it into my GPS... I will circle around and try to find it on my own rather than stop and ask someone for directions or put it in my GPS because it's a challenge for me. I want to figure it out.
You enjoy that process.
Yep.
You like being lost.
I do. Yeah. what else? Oh, 10 cooking rules that people always ignore.
I'm sure I don't even know any cooking rules. So.
Well, a lot of people binge on these cooking competition shows on TV.
Okay.
So we all think we know what we're doing in the kitchen. You don't, but
no.
Yeah, the rest of us do.
I burnt toast here yesterday.
We could smell it. It was so funny.
Yeah. And I was standing right there as it was happening, and I didn't stop
it. I thought you were doing it intentionally.
No.
I really did. I'm like,
wasn't.
She's standing right there.
I know. I'm standing right there.
She must know what she's doing.
You can always tell the people that are watching the Great British Bake Off because they're baking show because they now call cakes sponges.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's been a game for decades.
When Tim and I, though, came back from the prize winner for Pick Your Purse, we walked in the building and got off on this floor, and I go, Jen's been cooking again.
Sorry about that. I'll do better today.
Yeah, there's a thread online where people are sharing the cooking rules that they ignore. Like, the rule that says you shouldn't put pepper on steak because it'll just burn.
Is that a rule?
Well, they say, oh, you're just wasting it because it's just going to burn. But, I mean, you can taste the pepper when it comes off the grill. Even if it does burn, you can still taste the pepper, which is probably why people ignore it. Or throwing out a whole block of cheese when there's just a little mold on it. Most people just cut around it. You just cut around it?
I freak out about mold, so I tend to toss. I can't tell you how many times, because we always buy organic grapes. And there's a lot of times that there's white stuff on it that I'm looking at it and I'm like, is that mold or is that just, you know, because it's
raspberries
organic.
Do have those little colorful things on it.
And I never know. What is that? It seems like I always throw them out.
Yeah, I cut the cheese off.
I do too. But with fruit, I throw the whole thing because I'm like, who's been mingling in there, you know?
Yeah. See, if I get blackberries and there's one blackberry in there that has like a little tiny bit of white that's starting to form, it kind of looks like
mold.
Well, I was going to say, it kind of looks like there's like a spider trying to form a web or something in there.
Exactly.
I just remove that one. And
keep on a trucking?
Yep. Using olive oil while cooking instead of cheaper oils with higher smoke points. Yeah. Nah, we use olive oil.
We do too.
Yeah, I mean, the more and more is coming out about just how awful all the seed oils are for you, that it's like the absolute worst thing that you can eat.
Like grapeseed oil and all that stuff?
All the seed oils.
Hmm.
Oh, give it time.
And they'll be back. Yeah. Like the egg.
Yeah. Keep going back and forth on those. Don't cook with wine, tomatoes, or anything acidic in cast iron pans. Oh, why? Does that ruin your pan?
I think it does. I'm guessing. The acid, I believe, does.
Don't eat uncooked cookie dough. Yeah, because they say there's raw eggs in there, right?
Well, almost all those baked goods have raw eggs in them.
You know what? Sometimes I roll the dice on that.
Yeah, I do too.
They even say on the package, don't eat it, right?
But sometimes if it's pre-done now, like I think different brands have like where the cookies, it'll say on there, safe to eat.
Oh.
But I mean, even when you make your own brownie mix and it says add 2 eggs and a tablespoon of whatever.
Oil.
Guess what? I'm eating it.
Mm-hmm. You got to lick that up.
Roll the dice on that.
What's that thing called? The mixer. You got to lick the mixer.
Uh-huh.
So Kristen does something. She's the first person I've ever met who does this. She uses unsalted butter in all of her recipes.
I've never bought salted butter.
Yeah,
ever.
I do unsalted too.
And you see unsalted butter in a lot of recipes. But most people say they ignore it and they use just the regular old-fashioned tabletop salted butter, lightly salted all the time. But yeah, she says it just, especially if there's salt in it already, she says it just makes it even saltier, which is why she uses unsalted butter. Fresh herbs in a recipe. Yeah, subbing in dried herbs is easier and cheaper, and some people just prefer it. Although I feel like with, you know, the way grocery stores are, like, you know, Kroger has that entire herb section now, so it's really easy to...
They also sell the plants, Jeff, too, at Kroger, where you can take the plant home and do, like, plant your own basil.
Right.
Or plant your own cilantro, which I love as well.
A $4 plant that'll give you basil all summer compared to a $4 little plasticky thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the best, and it's fresher.
Measuring dried spices, which, you know, can be a nice guide, but spice level is subjective, so season to taste, as they say. Using a particular color of onion. Some just use whatever they have on hand, although, Fritz, you hate onions, don't you?
I do. I can't.
Any and all.
I don't onion. I almost threw up last week when I took a bite of that cheese coney that Tim put extra onions on. I'm not kidding you. I immediately bit into one and just about puked. It's just a weird, I don't know. I want to like them. I just do.
Yeah.
I just don't.
You may wake up one day and all of a sudden you like onions. That's because I used to be like you. I used to hate them. And then all of a sudden one day I just couldn't get enough of them.
I can't believe there was a day that I didn't like mayonnaise and sour cream.
I know.
And look at me now.
When did that change?
I don't know. It's been a while.
I do remember you sending me to Subway this is before you and I did a show together. We were on at separate times, and I think you once or twice had asked me to run a Subway for you and get you a tuna fish sandwich. And did you ask me to make sure they didn't put too much mayonnaise in it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But they pretty much, don't they already, aren't those already pre-made?
The tuna?
Yeah.
But now I would add mayonnaise.
And put some olive oil and vinegar on there, too.
Extra mayonnaise. And you would dip it in sour cream.
That's right. I'm the one at Chipotle. A little more of that sour cream there.
Yeah,
make sure everything's soaked with it.
They will add mayonnaise if you ask them, which some people do. Sifting flour, nobody does that. Does anybody do that?
I don't bake.
No, same.
Oh, and don't mix seafood with cheese. Filet of fish, hello.
Hey, what about, what is that oyster that you get that's, is it Rockefeller oysters that they put like
Oh, yeah, that has cheese on it,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, and they're delicious.
Aren't there cheesy pastas that, you know, like, can't
like
you get
mac
like
and cheese with lobster?
Like an Alfredo, you know, with...
Oh, like a lobster ravioli.
Yeah, like that kind of thing.
Oh, that sounds good. Or tortellini.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we should probably take a break
Talking about food again.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
and getting excited.
Cue the announcer. Right.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.